Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful, as always, that you are here with us. The music that you've been hearing today in the bumps belongs to Bonnie Finken. Bonnie Finken is a talented performer who will hang out with us tomorrow in the first half hour here on the Business News Hour. But that's tomorrow. We'll have to wait for that, won't we? With us in studio right now is Kyle Price. He's with the Dale Carnegie Training Institute here in Des Moines, as a matter of fact. And Kyle is here to talk about something called Leading Across Generations. I got a feeling we're going to be talking about millennials and other stuff like that. Welcome to the News Hour, Kyle.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you having me.
That's quite all right. Well, so let's get in. First of all, let's break it down a little bit. What is Dale Carnegie for those that have been under a rock for a long time?
Right. Just don't know. Dale Carnegie's been around for a long time, 102 years.
He's an old guy.
He is, real old. Been around for a while, evolved throughout the century, and our primary focus is to partner with teams and organizations in order to give them the ability to connect, build relationships in order to influence and lead their people.
And that goes for employees, employers, the whole deal, huh?
The whole nine yards there, Michael.
You know, one of the things we hear from people that are looking for employees, is that so many of the employee or the job seekers out there don't possess the soft skills necessary. I mean, you can teach anybody technical stuff. Mm-hmm. It's the soft skills. I suspect Dale Carnegie helps with that.
Right. Yeah, we certainly do. Putting a real big emphasis on, you know, that self-confidence, the mm-hmm. communication ability, mm-hmm. that leadership ability, those interpersonal skills, the ability to connect. And in terms of it's in our current reality, with four generations in the workplace, it's more important now than ever, no matter what generation you may fall in, to have the ability to connect across those generational boundaries.
Yeah, and not only that, but we are working in very diversified fields now, diversified workforce, individuals from other cultures, other parts of the country. It's a very, very mobile system out there. And so having these soft skills to be able to communicate effectively is very important. So tell us about the program.
Yeah, on April 7th, the morning of April 7th, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., we're having a Leading Across Generation event. And this is starts with a light breakfast at 8 a.m., and then we'll kick off the facilitation at 8:30 to 10 over in West Des Moines at the Holiday Inn and Suites at Jordan Creek, right off Mill Civic Parkway there. And it'll be myself as well as a colleague of mine, Pat Griffin. He is the Director of Client Impact and Trainer Quality, as well as a master trainer, not just for our franchise, but for our Dale Carnegie Associates across the U.S. And we're bringing in an interesting dynamic, because myself being a millennial and Pat being a boomer, we have real life experience as to how to effectively partner across those generational boundaries to communicate effectively and get buy-in both ways. And so our focus there is to give some insights and ideas on how to work and communicate effectively across the diverse generations, with it really in regards to connecting and gaining buy-in from different generations. And then there's different drivers. What motivates me is different than what completely motivates someone else in my generation and not. And so with whether you're a millennial, whether you're a generation, you know, X or baby boomer, whatever you are, there's biases and perceptions and filters that come with that, but it's not fair to lump us all into one group. And so what Dale Carnegie does is really meets people where they're at and gives ourselves the chance to coach people to be more effective, not more effective generation, but a more effective Michael, a more effective Kyle at their job and what they're doing. Our organization did a study on really what are the major trends across the network that are impacting people and talent development. And those three trends are leadership development, succession planning, and employee engagement. So really what that means is there's a primary focus on developing your employees, planning for successions in all roles within the organization, as well as making sure that your employees are engaged and putting forth that discretionary effort. And it's harder now more than ever to accomplish these things with our current reality of having these four generations in the workplace. And really the connection with others is so critically important. And that's really what we're going to be focusing on in this short 90 minutes, just to give people an idea on where do I start and understanding the strengths of the diverse generations in order to deliver constructive feedback and then coach, you know, coach up, coach down, whatever your organizational structure may be, but really just put a focus on how do I connect with people that are different than me.
Absolutely. And one of the things that, you know, that is so important is to be able to keep that conversation going for a long period of time. When we talk about being able to communicate effectively across multi-generations like this, are there a couple of tips that you like to share with people? You know, don't always talk about yourself, but listen to what the other person has to say. Things like that.
Huge, yeah. You know, that's actually one of Dale Carnegie's principles. There is, you know, try honestly to see things from the other person's point of view, and it's critically important when you're working across those generations. It starts with an attitude, really, though, Michael. It's really having a mindset to, yes, we're different. Mm. I understand that, mm-hmm. but I also respect it. And we may have a common goal and may approach it completely two different ways, and that's okay. And so giving people first the evolving mindset to say it's okay that we're attacking this challenge or this situation differently, and then also giving leaders the skill set and the knowledge to communicate differently depending on who they're talking to.
Got it. And how do people get involved in this program?
Right, and so this program, it's real simple. You can go to www.iowa.dalecarnegie.com, mm-hmm. or you can just simply type in Iowa Dale Carnegie on Google, and it'll pop up there. And then there's an events tab. And under that events tab, there is Leading Across Generations, and it's right there, Tuesday, April 7th from 8 to 10 in the morning. It starts with a light breakfast, and then we'll have the facilitation finished up by 10 a.m.
Now, is this a one-time shot, or do people get to come back?
For this specific workshop, it is a one-time thing.
Right.
And really what we do is we bring people in just to generate ideas and collaborate with business leaders within the community to then have the ability to sit down with them one-on-one to say, hey, you know, what's really impacting your organization, mm-hmm. in terms of challenges and barriers that you're facing? And so, no, the buck does not just stop with this particular event.
There is more to this.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we work with organizations and teams in a variety of different ways. And the two core ways are utilizing these events and our public offerings, where we have a multitude of different organizations and people and leaders represented. And the other one is working on a more strategic level, bigger picture, within organizations to really dive into the nuts and bolts of what's impacting your business in mm-hmm. terms of your people and what type of coaching and development can be done to help close the gap in order to have the organization hit their vision and meet their goals.
Yeah, and one of the things that Jennifer Chittenden was just here earlier, and she was talking about the very same thing. You know, many small businesses, medium businesses, just don't have the manpower to go out there and train themselves and do all of this training that's necessary. And so organizations such as yours or hers offer some way to enhance that employment experience to people that just don't have those types of expertise.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of those small organizations and even the large ones, they're really experts in their field and doing what they do. And we're experts in ours in terms of taking that pressure off. And we have the unique opportunity to work with a wide variety of people, a wide variety of organizations, in order to bring that insight, you know, that outside perspective, to really get in and shake some things up in order to implement the change. And we all know change isn't easy.
It's not. It can be very difficult, absolutely. Kyle Price is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He is from Dale Carnegie, and they're putting on a special event on the 7th day of April, and it's a morning, most of the morning, long opportunity, Leading Across Generations. It starts this whole dialogue about how cross-generational conversations need to happen and how desperately they do need to happen. When we get into the meat of this program, What are the two or three things that you're going to try to share with the people that are there?
Yeah, really, it's one, going to start with, if you ever had a Dale Carnegie experience, it's very interactive, very collaborative, participant-driven. So really starting on identifying the strengths of each generation. But then stopping there to say, that's just one piece of it. We're aware that these generations take place, that there's different silos, there's stereotypes, but it doesn't define who we are. To then take a step back to acknowledge the strengths that each generation brings to the table. And then the real focus, the real meat of just the 90 minutes we'll be together is going to be delivering constructive feedback and coaching depending on which generation your people or yourself fall into.
Now, this isn't a lot of guesswork either. Dale Carnegie has put a lot of time and effort into this and the research side, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, our franchise is at the forefront of leading research in terms of really what's driving change and driving engagement and driving effective results within organizations. And so we're always evolving our curriculum as we are with this event here. It's something that verbatim has never been done before because, like we said, it's always changing, and we want to make sure that we're bringing the most insightful information to our clients and to just to the community of Des Moines in general.
Absolutely. So tell us again how people can get signed up for this.
Yeah, they can go to iowa.dalecarnegie.com. Click on the events tab, and then they'll see Leading Across Generations right underneath there, Michael.
Excellent. Kyle Price, ladies and gentlemen, thanks, Kyle, for coming in and sharing this with us. And by the way, if you just came in on the tail end of this, we will have this up on our podcast tomorrow, and we'll be tweeting it out all over the place so that people can find out more about the Dale Carnegie course that comes up on April 7th. That would be just a few days from now. Can you believe it's almost
flying by.
Yeah, man.
Holy
I tell you
cow.
What,
now
yeah.
The weather would just come with
what,
it.
Yeah, what happened to March anyway? All right. Thanks so very much for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.
Kyle Price, ladies and gentlemen, he is with Dale Carnegie. That's located out in West Des Moines. And you can find out more by going to iowa.dalecarnegie.com. That's iowa.dalecarnegie.com. For Kyle Price and for Jennifer Chittenden from the Downtown Chamber, we're grateful that both of those folks came by. And, boy, I tell you what a day this has been. We get to be back here again tomorrow. Bonnie Finken is our leadoff for tomorrow. And then Cheryl Tessier comes in with Eat, Play, Love Des Moines, stuff to do in the metro this weekend and beyond. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, thanks so very much for having been with us. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live. A Des Moines Radio Group station. KRMT. Des Moines.